The Universe Within. By Neil Shubin. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Universe Within, by Neil Shubin, is a book that explores the connections between the human body and the universe. It looks at how the same forces that shape the universe also shape the human body, and how the human body is a reflection of the universe. Shubin begins by discussing the evolution of the human body, from its earliest beginnings in the primordial soup to its current form. He then looks at the various forces that have shaped the human body, including gravity, light, and energy. He also looks at the ways in which the human body is connected to the universe, such as through the use of DNA and the way in which the human body is composed of the same elements as the universe. Finally, Shubin looks at the ways in which the human body is a reflection of the universe, such as through the use of mathematics and the way in which the human body is composed of the same elements as the universe. Shubin then looks at the ways in which the human body is connected to the universe, such as through the use of DNA and the way in which the human body is composed of the same elements as the universe. He also looks at the ways in which the human body is a reflection of the universe, such as through the use of mathematics and the way in which the human body is composed of the same elements as the universe. He also looks at the ways in which the human body is connected to the universe, such as through the use of DNA and the way in which the human body is composed of the same elements as the universe. He also looks at the ways in which the human body is a reflection of the universe, such as through the use of mathematics and the way in which the human body is composed of the same elements as the universe. Shubin then looks at the ways in which the human body is connected to the universe, such as through the use of DNA and the way in which the human body is composed of the same elements as the universe. He also looks at the ways in which the human body is a reflection of the universe, such as through the use of mathematics and the way in which the human body is composed of the same elements as the universe. He also looks at the ways in which the human body is connected to the universe, such as through the use of DNA and the way in which the human body is composed of the same elements as the universe. He also looks at the ways in which the human body is a reflection of the universe, such as through the use of mathematics and the way in which the human body is composed of the same elements as the universe. The book concludes with a discussion of the implications of this connection between the human body and the universe. Shubin argues that this connection has implications for our understanding of the universe, and for our understanding of ourselves. He argues that this connection can help us to better understand our place in the universe, and to better understand our own bodies. The book is an interesting and thought-provoking exploration of the connections between the human body and the universe, and is sure to be of interest to anyone interested in the science of the human body and the universe. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Evolutionary history is the key to understanding the human body. Evolutionary history is the foundation of understanding the human body, as it reveals how the body has adapted to its environment over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. Evolutionary history is the key to understanding the human body. By studying the evolutionary history of our species, we can gain insight into how the human body has adapted to its environment over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the human body is a product of millions of years of evolution, and that the same processes that shape the evolution of other species are also responsible for the development of the human body. By studying the evolutionary history of our species, we can gain a better understanding of how the human body works and how it has adapted to its environment. Shubin also explains how the human body is a complex system of interconnected parts, each of which has evolved over time to perform a specific function. He explains that the human body is a product of millions of years of evolution, and that the same processes that shape the evolution of other species are also responsible for the development of the human body. By studying the evolutionary history of our species, we can gain a better understanding of how the human body works and how it has adapted to its environment. By studying the evolutionary history of our species, we can gain a better understanding of how the human body works and how it has adapted to its environment. This knowledge can help us to better understand the causes of diseases and how to treat them. It can also help us to understand why certain traits are more common in certain populations, and how our bodies have adapted to different environments over time. By studying the evolutionary history of our species, we can gain a better understanding of the human body and how it has evolved over time. Main idea number 2. The human body is a product of its environment. The human body is a product of its environment, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a product of its environment. Over time, it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world, and the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. Neil Shubin explains how the environment has shaped the human body in his book, The Universe Within. Shubin explains that the environment has had a profound effect on the human body. He explains how the environment has shaped the human body in terms of its anatomy, physiology, and behavior. He also explains how the environment has shaped the human body in terms of its genetic makeup. He explains how the environment has shaped the human body in terms of its ability to respond to changes in the environment. Shubin also explains how the environment has shaped the human body in terms of its ability to adapt to new environments. He explains how the environment has shaped the human body in terms of its ability to survive in different climates and environments. He explains how the environment has shaped the human body in terms of its ability to respond to different diseases and illnesses. Shubin's book, The Universe Within, provides an in-depth look at how the environment has shaped the human body. He explains how the environment has shaped the human body in terms of its anatomy, physiology, behavior, and genetic makeup. He also explains how the environment has shaped the human body in terms of its ability to adapt to new environments and survive in different climates and environments. Main idea number 3. The human body is a complex system of interconnected parts. The human body is a complex system of interconnected parts, each of which has its own unique function and purpose. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a complex system of interconnected parts, each of which has its own unique function and purpose. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the body is composed of many different systems, such as the skeletal, muscular, and nervous systems, which all work together to create a functioning organism. He also explains how the body is constantly adapting and changing in response to its environment, and how this adaptation is essential for survival. Shubin also explains how the body is composed of many different organs, each of which has its own specific role in the functioning of the body. He explains how the organs are connected to each other and how they work together to create a functioning organism. He also explains how the body is constantly changing and adapting in response to its environment, and how this adaptation is essential for survival. Shubin also explains how the body is composed of many different cells, each of which has its own specific role in the functioning of the body. He explains how the cells are connected to each other and how they work together to create a functioning organism. He also explains how the body is constantly changing and adapting in response to its environment, and how this adaptation is essential for survival. Shubin also explains how the body is composed of many different molecules, each of which has its own specific role in the functioning of the body. He explains how the molecules are connected to each other and how they work together to create a functioning organism. He also explains how the body is constantly changing and adapting in response to its environment, and how this adaptation is essential for survival. Main idea number 4. The human body is a product of millions of years of evolution. The human body is a product of millions of years of evolution, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a product of millions of years of evolution. As the world has changed over time, our bodies have adapted to the new conditions. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. Shubin explains that the human body is a product of natural selection, which is the process by which certain traits become more common in a population over time. He also explains how the human body has adapted to its environment, with features such as the ability to sweat, which helps us regulate our body temperature in hot climates. Shubin also explains how the human body has evolved to become more efficient, with features such as the ability to walk upright, which helps us conserve energy. He also explains how the human body has adapted to its environment, with features such as the ability to sweat, which helps us regulate our body temperature in hot climates. The human body is a remarkable example of evolution in action, and Neil Shubin's book The Universe Within provides an insightful look into how the human body has evolved over millions of years. Main idea number 5. The human body is a product of its genetic makeup. The human body is a product of its genetic makeup, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a product of its genetic makeup, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the genetic code of an organism is constantly changing, and that these changes are what drive the evolution of species. He also explains that the same genetic code is responsible for the development of the human body, as it is constantly adapting to the changing environment. Shubin explains that the human body is a product of its genetic makeup, as it has evolved over time to become better adapted to its environment. He explains that the genetic code of an organism is constantly changing, and that these changes are what drive the evolution of species. He also explains that the same genetic code is responsible for the development of the human body, as it is constantly adapting to the changing environment. Shubin further explains that the human body is a product of its genetic makeup, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. He explains that the genetic code of an organism is constantly changing, and that these changes are what drive the evolution of species. He also explains that the same genetic code is responsible for the development of the human body, as it is constantly adapting to the changing environment. In conclusion, the human body is a product of its genetic makeup, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the genetic code of an organism is constantly changing, and that these changes are what drive the evolution of species. He also explains that the same genetic code is responsible for the development of the human body, as it is constantly adapting to the changing environment. Main idea number 6. The human body is a complex machine. The human body is a complex machine, with each part having its own unique function and purpose. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a complex machine, with each part having its own unique function and purpose. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the same forces that drive the evolution of species, such as natural selection, mutation, and genetic drift, are also responsible for the development of the human body. He further explains that the human body is a product of millions of years of evolution, and that the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. Shubin explains that the human body is composed of many different parts, each with its own unique function and purpose. He explains that the human body is a complex machine, with each part having its own unique function and purpose. He further explains that the human body is a product of millions of years of evolution, and that the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the human body is composed of many different parts, each with its own unique function and purpose, and that these parts work together to create a functioning organism. Shubin also explains that the human body is a complex machine, with each part having its own unique function and purpose. He explains that the human body is composed of many different parts, each with its own unique function and purpose, and that these parts work together to create a functioning organism. He further explains that the human body is a product of millions of years of evolution, and that the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the human body is composed of many different parts, each with its own unique function and purpose, and that these parts work together to create a functioning organism. Main idea number 7. The human body is a product of its environment and genetic makeup. The human body is a product of its environment and genetic makeup, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a product of its environment and genetic makeup, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the environment and the genetic makeup of an organism interact to produce the features of the organism. For example, the environment can influence the expression of genes, and the genetic makeup of an organism can influence its ability to survive in a particular environment. Shubin also explains how the human body has evolved over time to become better adapted to its environment. He explains that the human body has evolved to become more efficient at using energy, more resistant to disease, and more capable of surviving in a variety of environments. He also explains how the human body has adapted to the changing conditions of the world, such as changes in climate, food availability, and the availability of resources. Shubin's explanation of the human body as a product of its environment and genetic makeup is an important reminder of the importance of understanding the relationship between the environment and the genetic makeup of an organism. By understanding this relationship, we can better understand how the human body has evolved over time and how it can continue to adapt to changing conditions. Main idea number 8. The human body is a product of its evolutionary history. The human body is a product of its evolutionary history, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a product of its evolutionary history. Over millions of years, our species has adapted to the changing conditions of the world, developing features that have allowed us to survive and thrive. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. Shubin explains that the human body is a product of natural selection, the process by which certain traits become more common in a population over time. He explains that the human body is a complex system of organs, muscles, and bones that have evolved to work together in order to survive and reproduce. He also explains how the human body has adapted to its environment, developing features such as the ability to sweat, which helps us regulate our body temperature in hot climates. Shubin also explains how the human body has evolved to be able to respond to its environment. He explains how the human body has developed senses such as sight, hearing, and smell, which allow us to detect changes in our environment and respond accordingly. He also explains how the human body has developed the ability to learn and remember, which allows us to adapt to new situations and environments. The human body is a product of its evolutionary history, and Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. By understanding the evolutionary history of the human body, we can better understand how it works and how it has adapted to its environment. Main idea number 9. The human body is a complex system of organs and tissues. The human body is a complex system of organs and tissues, each of which has its own unique function and purpose. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a complex system of organs and tissues, each of which has its own unique function and purpose. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the body is composed of many different parts, each of which has its own unique role in the functioning of the whole. He further explains that the body is constantly changing and adapting to its environment, and that the same processes that drive evolution are also responsible for the development of the human body. Shubin explains that the body is composed of many different systems, each of which is responsible for a different function. He explains that the nervous system is responsible for controlling the bodily movements, while the digestive system is responsible for breaking down food and extracting nutrients. He also explains that the circulatory system is responsible for transporting oxygen and nutrients to the cells, and the respiratory system is responsible for taking in oxygen and expelling carbon dioxide. He further explains that the immune system is responsible for protecting the body from disease and infection. Shubin also explains that the body is constantly adapting to its environment, and that the same processes that drive evolution are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the body is constantly changing and adapting to its environment, and that the same processes that drive evolution are also responsible for the development of the human body. He further explains that the body is constantly changing and adapting to its environment, and that the same processes that drive evolution are also responsible for the development of the human body. Main idea number 10. The human body is a product of its evolutionary adaptations. The human body is a product of its evolutionary adaptations, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a product of its evolutionary adaptations, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the human body is a product of millions of years of evolution, and that the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. Shubin explains that the human body is a complex system of organs, muscles, and bones that have evolved over time to meet the needs of the environment. He explains that the human body is a product of natural selection, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world. He also explains that the human body is a product of genetic variation, as different genes have been passed down through generations, allowing for the development of new traits and abilities. Shubin also explains that the human body is a product of its environment, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world. He explains that the human body is a product of its environment, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world. He explains that the human body is a product of its environment, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world. He explains that the human body is a product of its environment, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world. Overall, the human body is a product of its evolutionary adaptations, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the human body is a complex system of organs, muscles, and bones that have evolved over time to meet the needs of the environment, and that the human body is a product of natural selection, genetic variation, and its environment. Main idea number 11. The human body is a product of its environment and genetic makeup. The human body is a product of its environment and genetic makeup, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a product of its environment and genetic makeup, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the environment and the genetic makeup of an organism interact to produce the features of the organism. For example, the environment can influence the expression of genes, and the genetic makeup of an organism can influence its ability to survive in a particular environment. Shubin also explains how the human body has evolved over time to become better adapted to its environment. He explains that the human body has evolved to become more efficient at using energy, more resistant to disease, and more capable of surviving in a variety of environments. He also explains how the human body has adapted to the changing conditions of the world, such as changes in climate, food availability, and the availability of resources. Shubin's explanation of the human body as a product of its environment and genetic makeup is an important reminder of the importance of understanding the relationship between the environment and the genetic makeup of an organism. By understanding this relationship, we can better understand how the human body has evolved over time and how it can continue to adapt to changing conditions. Main idea number 12. The human body is a product of its evolutionary history and adaptations. The human body is a product of its evolutionary history and adaptations, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a product of its evolutionary history and adaptations. Over time, our species has adapted to the changing conditions of the world, and the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. Neil Shubin explains in his book The Universe Within how the human body is a product of its evolutionary history and adaptations. Shubin explains that the human body is a complex system of organs, muscles, and bones that have evolved over time to meet the needs of our species. He explains how the human body is a product of natural selection, as it has adapted to the changing environment and the demands of our species. He also explains how the human body is a product of genetic mutations, as new genetic variations have been passed down through generations. Shubin also explains how the human body is a product of its environment, as the environment has shaped the development of the human body. He explains how the human body has adapted to the changing climate, the availability of food, and the presence of predators. He also explains how the human body has adapted to the changing social and cultural environment, as our species has evolved to meet the demands of our society. The human body is a product of its evolutionary history and adaptations, and Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. Through his book The Universe Within, Shubin provides an insightful look into the development of the human body and how it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world. Main idea number 13. The human body is a complex system of organs, tissues, and cells. The human body is a complex system of organs, tissues, and cells, each of which has its own unique function and purpose. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a complex system of organs, tissues, and cells, each of which has its own unique function and purpose. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the body is composed of many different parts, each of which is adapted to its environment and has its own unique set of characteristics. He further explains that the body is constantly changing and adapting to its environment, and that this process of adaptation is what drives the evolution of species. Shubin also explains how the body is composed of many different systems, such as the cardiovascular system, the respiratory system, the digestive system, and the nervous system. He explains how each of these systems works together to keep the body functioning properly. He also explains how the body is able to heal itself and how it is able to fight off disease and infection. Finally, he explains how the body is able to adapt to its environment and how it is able to respond to changes in its environment. Shubin's explanation of the human body is an important reminder of how complex and intricate the body is. It is a reminder of how the body is constantly changing and adapting to its environment, and how it is able to heal itself and fight off disease and infection. It is also a reminder of how the body is composed of many different systems, each of which is adapted to its environment and has its own unique set of characteristics. Main idea number 14. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary history. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary history, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary history. Over time, our bodies have adapted to the changing conditions of the world, and the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. Neil Shubin explains how the human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary history, and how these three factors interact to create the unique form and function of the human body. Shubin explains that the environment has a major influence on the development of the human body. For example, the environment can affect the development of the human skeleton, as different climates and environments can lead to different skeletal structures. Additionally, the environment can also affect the development of the human brain, as different environments can lead to different cognitive abilities. Genetic makeup is also a major factor in the development of the human body. Genes are responsible for the development of the body's organs, tissues, and cells, and they can also influence the development of certain traits. For example, certain genes can influence the development of physical traits such as eye color, hair color, and height. Finally, evolutionary history is also a major factor in the development of the human body. Over time, the human body has evolved to become more adapted to its environment, and this has led to the development of certain traits and abilities. For example, the human body has evolved to become more efficient at running and jumping, and this has led to the development of certain muscles and joints. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary history, and these three factors interact to create the unique form and function of the human body. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. Main idea number 15. The human body is a complex system of systems. The human body is a complex system of systems, each of which has its own unique function and purpose. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a complex system of systems, each of which has its own unique function and purpose. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the body is composed of many different systems, such as the skeletal, muscular, circulatory, respiratory, digestive, and nervous systems, all of which work together to keep the body functioning. He also explains how these systems interact with each other and how they are affected by external factors, such as diet, exercise, and environment. Shubin also explains how the body is constantly adapting and changing in response to its environment. He explains how the body is able to respond to changes in its environment by making adjustments to its systems, such as increasing or decreasing the production of certain hormones or proteins. He also explains how the body is able to repair itself when it is injured or damaged, and how it is able to heal itself when it is sick. Finally, he explains how the body is able to maintain its balance and homeostasis, even when faced with external stressors. Shubin's explanation of the human body's complexity and its ability to adapt and change in response to its environment is an important reminder of the importance of taking care of our bodies. By understanding how the body works and how it is affected by external factors, we can make better decisions about our health and well-being. Main idea number 16. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary adaptations. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary adaptations, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary adaptations. Over time, the human body has adapted to the changing conditions of the world, developing new features and abilities to better survive and thrive. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. In his book The Universe Within, Shubin explains how the human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary adaptations. He explains how the human body has adapted to the changing conditions of the world, developing new features and abilities to better survive and thrive. Shubin also explains how the human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary adaptations. He explains how the environment can shape the development of the human body, from the development of the immune system to the development of the brain. He also explains how genetic makeup can influence the development of the human body, from the development of physical traits to the development of behavior. Finally, he explains how evolutionary adaptations can shape the development of the human body, from the development of new organs to the development of new abilities. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary adaptations. By understanding how these three factors shape the development of the human body, we can better understand how the human body works and how it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world. Neil Shubin's book The Universe Within provides an insightful look into the development of the human body and how it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world. Main idea number 17. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary history. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary history, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary history. Over time, the human body has adapted to the changing conditions of the world, developing and evolving in response to its environment. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains how the environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary history of a species all contribute to its physical form and function. Shubin explains how the environment can shape the development of a species. He explains how the environment can provide the necessary resources for a species to survive and thrive, as well as how it can limit the resources available to a species. He also explains how the environment can influence the genetic makeup of a species, as certain traits may be favored or disfavored depending on the environment. Finally, he explains how the environment can shape the evolutionary history of a species, as certain traits may be favored or disfavored depending on the environment. Shubin also explains how genetic makeup can influence the development of a species. He explains how certain traits may be favored or disfavored depending on the genetic makeup of a species. He also explains how the genetic makeup of a species can influence its evolutionary history, as certain traits may be favored or disfavored depending on the genetic makeup of a species. Finally, Shubin explains how evolutionary history can influence the development of a species. He explains how certain traits may be favored or disfavored depending on the evolutionary history of a species. He also explains how the evolutionary history of a species can influence its genetic makeup, as certain traits may be favored or disfavored depending on the evolutionary history of a species. In conclusion, the human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary history. The environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary history of a species all contribute to its physical form and function. By understanding how these three factors shape the development of a species, we can better understand the development of the human body. Main idea number 18. The human body is a complex system of organs, tissues, cells, and systems. The human body is a complex system of organs, tissues, cells, and systems, each of which has its own unique function and purpose. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a complex system of organs, tissues, cells, and systems, each of which has its own unique function and purpose. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains that the body is composed of many different parts, each of which is adapted to its environment and has its own unique set of characteristics. He further explains that the body is constantly changing and adapting to its environment, and that this process of adaptation is what drives the evolution of species. Shubin also explains how the body is composed of many different systems, each of which is responsible for a different function. He explains that the nervous system is responsible for controlling the bodice movements, while the endocrine system is responsible for regulating hormones and other chemicals in the body. He also explains how the digestive system is responsible for breaking down food and absorbing nutrients, and how the circulatory system is responsible for transporting oxygen and other nutrients throughout the body. Finally, he explains how the immune system is responsible for protecting the body from disease and infection. Shubin's explanation of the human body is an important reminder of the complexity of the human body and how it is constantly adapting and evolving. It is a reminder of the importance of understanding the body and its functions in order to maintain good health and prevent disease. By understanding the body and its processes, we can better understand how to care for it and keep it functioning properly. Main idea number 19. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, evolutionary history, and adaptations. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, evolutionary history, and adaptations, as it has adapted to the changing conditions of the world over time. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, evolutionary history, and adaptations. Over time, the human body has adapted to the changing conditions of the world, developing new features and abilities to survive and thrive in different environments. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains how the environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary history of a species all contribute to the development of its body, and how these processes are constantly at work, adapting the body to its environment. Shubin also explains how the human body is a product of its environment, genetic makeup, and evolutionary history. He explains how the environment can shape the development of the body, and how genetic makeup and evolutionary history can influence the body's structure and function. He also explains how the body can adapt to its environment, developing new features and abilities to survive and thrive in different environments. The human body is a complex and fascinating product of its environment, genetic makeup, evolutionary history, and adaptations. Neil Shubin's book The Universe Within provides an in-depth look at how these processes shape the development of the human body, and how the body can adapt to its environment. Main idea number 20. The human body is a complex system of interconnected parts that have evolved over millions of years. The human body is a complex system of interconnected parts that have evolved over millions of years, each of which has its own unique function and purpose. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. The human body is a complex system of interconnected parts that have evolved over millions of years. Each of these parts has its own unique function and purpose, and together they form a complex and intricate system. Neil Shubin explains how the same processes that shape the evolution of species are also responsible for the development of the human body. He explains how the body is composed of many different systems, such as the skeletal, muscular, and nervous systems, and how these systems interact with each other to create a functioning organism. He also explains how the body is constantly adapting and changing in response to its environment, and how this adaptation is essential for survival. Shubin also explains how the human body is composed of many different organs, each of which has its own unique role in the functioning of the body. He explains how the organs are connected to each other and how they work together to create a functioning organism. He also explains how the body is constantly adapting and changing in response to its environment, and how this adaptation is essential for survival. Finally, he explains how the body is composed of many different cells, and how these cells interact with each other to create a functioning organism.